Hi, friends at Before Church. My name is Julie Chu, and I have been at Before since 2011, and also a member of the Before Culture in the Chinese Fellowship. I want to welcome you to the weekly liturgy. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. We hope the next few minutes provide you a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. We live in a chaotic world. For a moment, visualize hustle and bustle of the world around you. The news reports, the tasks, and the to-dos. The worries and cares of today. As the music plays, imagine God stepping into the midst of that chaos and saying, "Peace, be still," as the two of you spend these few minutes together.
Lord, I'm hungry for You. Hungry, I come to You, for I know You satisfy. I am empty, but I know Your love does not run dry. So I wait for You. So I wait for You. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, You're all this heart is living for. Lord, I'm living. Yeah, and I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, You're all this heart is living for. Jesus, You're all this heart is living for.
Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 49, verse 1 to 6 and 12 to 20. We will be reading from the NIV. Hear this, all you people. Listen, all who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditation of my heart will give you understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With a harp, I will expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me, those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches? People, despite their wealth, do not endure. They are like the beasts that perish. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves and of their followers who approve their sayings. They are like sheep and are destined to die. Death will be their shepherd, but the upright will prevail over them in the morning. Their forms will decay in the grave, far from their princely mansions. But God will redeem me from the realm of the dead. He will surely take me to Himself. Do not be overawed when others grow rich, when the splendor of their houses increases, for they will take nothing with them when they die. Their splendor will not descend with them. Though while they live, they count themselves blessed, and people praise You when You prosper. They will join those who have gone before them, who will never again see the light of life. People who have wealth but lack understanding are like the beasts that perish. Let's take a few moments and reflect on this passage. What message is the psalmist trying to get across? What is he saying about wealth? What might God be saying to you today through this message? As I'm recording this, it's already my last week here in Portland. My family has moved out of this area after being here for 25 years. As you're listening to this liturgy, I will be just getting out of my 15-day quarantine in Taiwan to begin a 1.5-year stay here. Even though I'm thousands of miles away, thanks to the Thursday night live stream service, I can still be joining the service live with you at my Friday morning local time. God's family is never too far away, as we are all united in God's kingdom by God's word. Reflecting back to 10 years since I've followed Jesus, he has drawn me into numerous Bible studies and discussion groups. As the years went by, some of my non-Christian friends have become very successful, owning properties and/or multiple homes. There are definitely moments when I wonder if I should have spent more time studying the stock market or investing in real estate. Needless to say, both things would have yielded well in the current financial climate. However, I will catch myself from these regretful or even envious thoughts as I'm reminded of verse 16:17. We don't need to be in awe of other people's worldly riches who do not know Jesus. We have imperishable treasures above and eternal life with him. Even though I'm in a place where I've traded my spacious family home to go back to living in a pretty crammed dormitory, I feel encouraged that God is again reminding me to focus on him and what he has prepared for me in this distant land from Oregon. So as for me, when all the splendors of the houses have been removed for a time, would I still hold a heart of gratitude and unwavering trust in his leading? For we know every good and perfect gift come from our loving God. There's nothing good he would withhold from us, houses big or small. But in the psalm that draws our attention is not the wealth of the world, but the immense wealth in Christ Jesus. Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. We serve a wise God, the God who created wisdom. Let's spend a few moments just thanking him for his wise ways. The psalmist points out that those who trust in themselves, in their own abilities, wealth, or power, will come to a bad end. Ask God if there are any areas in your life where you are trusting in yourself instead of in him. Then listen to see what he has to say. Pray for those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches. Whether these are individuals, organizations, governments, or other entities, pray that God will be revealed to them and they will come to experience the wisdom of God. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. If you know someone who would be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share it with them. Also, make sure that you are subscribed to Before Church podcast on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode. We hope to see you next Thursday for our weekly liturgy.